With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. In the historic vote making Donald Trump the third president to be impeached by Congress, Montana's U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte voted against the articles. The full House voted minutes ago to impeach President Trump. Corin Cates Carney reports.
In a brief speech on the floor of the U.S. House Wednesday afternoon, Gianforte repeated his defense of President Trump. And he said Democrats' rage against the president has blinded their judgment.
I will vote against this partisan impeachment sham.
Gianforte was elected Montana's lone voice in the U.S. House in a special election in 2017 and won re-election last year. He is now running in the state's Republican primary race for governor. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
Two wolf pups from a famous wolf pack in Yellowstone were killed in the park by a car last month. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The male and female pups were fatally hit around sunset on the road between Tower Junction and the northeast entrance. Yellowstone law enforcement officers are still investigating what happened. The park's senior wolf biologist, Doug Smith, said in a press release that their exposure to and fearlessness of people and roads could have been a factor in their death. The two pups were part of the Junction Butte Pack, one of the most frequently observed groups of wolves in Yellowstone. According to the press release, the pack of 11 adults had a den of pups this summer near a popular hiking trail in the northeastern part of Yellowstone. Park officials closed the area around the den to prevent the wolves from getting used to humans. Some people illegally entered the closed area, and others approached the pups when they were on or near the trail to take a photo. Yellowstone staff hazed the pups several times over the last 5 months in an attempt to make them more wary of people and roads, but park officials say the effort was never fully successful. The park estimates there are less than 100 wolves in Yellowstone. Officials say visitors should stay at least 100 yards from wolves, never enter a closed area, and notify a park ranger of others who are in violation of these rules. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
Bear managers pushed back on recent concerns over grizzly deaths at a meeting of state and federal wildlife officials in Missoula yesterday. Nick Mott reports.
Frank Van Manen, a wildlife biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, recognizes high mortality years grab headlines. But at the winter meeting of the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee, his message is clear.
We are not in a crisis mode here. There's things that we should be paying attention to, but we're not dealing with a crisis.
Grizzly mortality reached record highs in northwest Montana for the last 2 years. But after a high mortality 2018 in Yellowstone at 65 bears, the latest USGS data shows about 40 deaths this year. While six ecosystems in the lower 48 are federally designated as grizzly habitat, only two have sizable populations of the bear, the areas in and around Glacier and Yellowstone National Parks. Van Manen says bear mortality is increasing because of rising grizzly populations, growing human numbers, and the increasing popularity of outdoor recreation. But he says what matters isn't just the death toll, but rather the proportion of the overall grizzly population that's dying.
Of course, the issues are real, especially if you're a landowner and having to deal with it. And so it is a balancing act.
The data shows that humans cause the majority of grizzly deaths, from misidentification, poaching, and self-defense while hunting, over conflicts with property and livestock, and on roads and railways. Government grizzly managers are tracking these deaths while hoping the growing bear populations in Yellowstone and Glacier will eventually connect between the regions. That will fuel genetic exchange and make both populations healthier. Bears have been closing that gap for years, and Van Manen says they only have about 50 miles to go.
Connectivity is kind of happening. We just don't have any genetic evidence of that yet, but it is bound to happen.
But this expansion means bears are moving beyond public land. In the Glacier area, more than half of land occupied by grizzlies is private. Around Yellowstone, they inhabit a swath of private land larger than Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks combined. That trend means a host of issues related to human uses of the land alongside grizzlies. Across ecosystems, attempts to reduce grizzly conflicts and mortalities include outreach and education to hunters and recreationists, communities living with bears, and areas through which grizzlies are likely to expand. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
The state has temporarily banned the sale of flavored e-cigarettes after a judge ruled against vape shop owners suing to keep their products on the shelves. State health officials say the 120-day ban is in effect as of this afternoon. For more local news, head on over to our website at mtpr.org. Jenny McConaughey, Montana Public Radio.